2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Morning and welcome to DFS Army's first look NBA breakdown. I'm Craig Bennett, aka Cash Keg, and today we'll be doing a breakdown using FanDuel on tonight's four game slate, answering questions you might have, do a little lineup construction, talk a little game theory. It's a nice small game, four game slate, but one that's going to be interesting on FanDuel. We got to make some hard decisions on, but we'll get there. But before that, if you haven't followed me on Twitch, please give me a follow. Hit the thumbs up on YouTube. Turn on those notifications. We know we'll go live. If you're not a member of DFS Army, please join us over there. Using promo code Twitch, save yourself 20% off your lifetime membership. Includes all sports. PGA, just kicking off this morning. MMA, NASCAR, XFL. We have it all. Baseball's coming up. Any sport you can think of. Tennis, we have it. All right. Four Gamer. What's up? Over top. Auburn, what's going on, man? How's everybody's night last night? Told everybody to get on those Cleveland guys, man. It hurt with Porter Jr. I had a bunch of them myself. I think I had 53% of him. Still doubled my money, but could have been better if he didn't get hurt. Forgot his jersey, which was always fun, so he didn't get the start. Dele did, came in a minute later. Then got hurt, hurt his head. Only played like 10 minutes, so that was frustrating. However, all those Cleveland guys went off. They only had like an eight-man bench. So really fun slate last night. You know, came close to taking some things down. Saw some great wins last night from the Army community, man. Saw a couple guys up there in the $4 Mega Mini Max almost take it down. I think got seventh place, took around 11K. Who was that? Let me look at this real quick. Yeah. 11K. So we had some big hits yesterday. But again, I think Porter Jr. really hurt a lot of people. But again, Daily Fantasy. We jump right back in it. Nice four-gamer today. Steph Curry's back in our lives. Let's go over a little injury news real quick. Steph Curry is probably going to return today. Minutes-wise, I don't think we're going to know. It's a late game. I don't think they're going to push him. There's no reason for Golden State to win. Why not just keep tanking? Why not get a top five pick and have Klay, Steph, Draymond, maybe Wiggins if they don't trade him and try to get another piece and a top five pick and be right back into it? So Steph Curry's back. It really hurts the Mulders of the groups, Damian Lee, Poole, all those guys get a down tick. Even if Curry, say, plays 25 minutes, he's too expensive for me. He's 8K over on FanDuel. So over here on DraftKings. 8K on DraftKings, 14.5 on Fantasy Draft, $44 on Yahoo. That's just too expensive for me for the minutes he's going to play. It just really muddles that whole situation up. If you think he's going to play 32, 35 minutes coming back, then go for it. But that's just kind of a stay away for me right now. I just there's no reason for them to push him very hard. Also, when I looked at that line this morning, Toronto's favored by 8. So when we get to the Toronto side of the ball, well, let's first stick with Golden State. Don't play Dragan Bender today. Don't play him. His 10-day contract ran out and they did not renew it right away. They might later, but he is not going to play. You're going to get a big fat zero if you play Bender. Draymond Green is questionable. If he's out, the guys you're going to want to look at are Chris and Pascal, because Looney is out as well. Kai Bowman is out. But with no Dragan Bender, and if Draymond does sit, Pascal and Chris are going to have to play heavy minutes. And I really like Pascal. I like that guy's game. He plays similar to Draymond, but he's just a lot less attitude. Really like that kid's game. But on the other side of the ball, again, this is the late night hammer game. So you're playing on FanDuel. You really got to make some hard decisions here. We got the three amigos again. Ibaka, Gasol, and Van Fleet all are questionable. We know what to do if those guys are out. We want to load up on Powell. You know, Powell's going to see a ton of minutes for Van Fleet. You know, if Gasol's out, I think they can run Siakam at the five a lot here. They don't have to go too big against Golden State with no Looney. Going up against Chris, you know, Siakam could easily match up against him. I ain't worried about that. But if one of those guys gets a start, you know, if Rondae Hollis Jefferson screwed a bunch of people because they decided not to start him, if he gets the start, you know, he's in play. Yeah, if you want to chase that Boucher game, go for it. You know, he's always going to be in play because he's when he gets minutes, he crushes. But that guy can, you know, people are going to chase that game, and he could literally come out and get you 10 fantasy points. So it's a thing you just have to be cognizant of when you are rostering a guy like that. You know, and then again, if all these guys are out again, you know, OG squarely in play again. That line, though, being an 8-point favorite, it kind of feels like one of these guys is going to be in. God, I hope we get the news, but if we don't, those are some risks you can take playing FanDuel to try to jump ownership. So we'll get there when we break that game down. The other thing we have is on the Philly side, we know this. There's no Simmons. There's no Embiid. There's no Richardson. Now, Brett Brown hates Alex Burke, apparently. You know, he doesn't like scoring. So it's the Tobias Harris show. It's Horford. Those are the guys you want to play. It's up against Sacramento. Those are the guys we want to look at. Glenn Robinson III is getting a lot of run. Scott's getting a lot of run. And so the run at Horford at the five and playing those guys at the four with Harris. So those are the guys you kind of want to look at. And again, Devontae Graham is questionable. So if he's the sit, then we can look at Cody Martin again as a, maybe a value play. It's up against Denver. They have under 100 implied team total. And then Terry Rozier. It's a real tough matchup. The game's going to go really, really, really slow. I don't want a ton from it. But that's the kind of things we're looking at. And that's about it on the injury news. Again, I want to emphasize again, don't play Dragan Bender. He's not on the team right now. So let's head on over and check out what we got on tap. All right. Let's see here. FanDuel. They didn't listen to my tweet, man. Going to go on a little grumpy rant here. $7, 100K up top, 25% of the price pool up top. Just run the $3.33 or $4 or $3. Stop this ridiculousness, man. That stuff, Phil. They actually ran four $3.33 GPPs because they kept filling so fast. 100K up top for $3.33. You allow more of your audience to have a shot at life-changing money for them than to keep putting this at $7, $8, where it takes out probably over half of those guys that could enter. So FanDuel, get with the program, man. You can fill that thing easily and still have 100K up top every night. No problem. People will play that. You know, it should have told you that you didn't even have it big enough because it filled almost a couple hours before lock, and you had to put another one out there that was 100K with 20K up top. And then that filled, and you had to put another one. Figure it out. Look at the data. It's not that damn hard. All right. Enough of that nonsense. All right. Let's look at the first game here. Denver at Charlotte. This game is going to be slow. 208 over under. Denver favored by 10. Only favored by 10. Going into Charlotte, this game is going to go so slow. Jokic at 9,900. He should be able to do whatever he wants. I don't care if they put Biombo up there. It was a coach's decision not to play. Jokic is going to do what he wants to, but it's a slow, slow game. It's a four-gamer. Jokic is definitely in play. It's just, I think there's other spend-ups you probably want to go here, and it's probably a position that, you know, I might want to spend down on because, you know, when we got the next game up here with Houston and the Clippers or some spend ups. Or, you know, if those guys in Toronto are out, maybe you want to go heavy on those guys. So Jokic at 9,900, yeah, you can play him, but I don't know if the upside is going to be there against a Charlotte team that, you know, they should just dominate here. Jamal Murray, 6,600, again, it's too cheap. He can get there. Not a guy that I want a ton of. Again, slow game environment of both these teams. Devontae Graham, if he plays at 5,900, we've seen ceiling games out of him. He's not a guy that I really want to attack against Denver, even if he does play. It's a great defensive team. But on a four-gamer, you know, he'll be lower owned than he should. Terry Rozier, if Graham is out, 5,800, you can go there. He's going to see a ton of minutes if Graham is out. He saw 35 minutes against the Spurs, put up 33 fantasy points. You know, no one that I'm clamoring to get to. Again, this is a game I don't really want to tag or target a lot of the studs. It's more of the bench guys or secondary guys. I'd rather look at a P.J. Washington at 5,500, Miles Bridges at 5,300. They're in play. Again, not a great matchup against Denver. Will Barton at 5,400 is too cheap. We got to see who starts here for Charlotte. We'll know this. You know, if Biombo's going to get the start, or are they going to go down to Cody Zeller? If Cody Zeller gets the start, 4,300. Just not exciting at all. I think the guys are going to look at Millsap at 4,800 is way too cheap in this matchup. I wish he would sit so we could play Jeremy Grant. You know, we could play a little bit of Michael Porter Jr. You know, those are the guys that I would like to play. Plumdog at 4,200. It kind of worked out for us, even though that they lost last game and it was not a blowout. But on a four-game slate, I will have a little bit of Plumdog. Same with Monte Morris. If you think that they handle this game pretty easily, those are the guys that you target off the bench. You know, Porter Jr., those guys. I have no interest down here. I don't want Caleb Martin. Bacon's in the G League. None of these guys down here. And again, this game's not going to be very exciting. It's very slow. When you get Charlotte team again, under a 100 implied team total, you don't see that too often in the NBA these days. So, not really looking for a whole lot in this game. Even though, you know, I mean, if Charlotte's not going to put up barn burner numbers against the Spurs, who are a way worse defensive team, they're not going to do it against Denver. So, again, on the Denver side, Millsap, maybe some Plumlee Morris, Jeremy Grant, Michael Porter. Those are the guys I would look at sprinkling in more. Let's head on over to the next game. This will be a fun game to watch. I don't know, for fantasy purposes, it's going to be hard to pinpoint because on the Clippers side, they're playing a bun. But it's the Clippers at Houston. This is a 236 over-under. It's the highest of the night. And Houston is favored by half a point. So it's going to be a close game. We don't need to talk about this. James Harden, Russell Westbrook. It's where all the offense comes from. This is why I don't think you need to go to Jokic here. These are the guys you want to look at. On the Clip side, they signed Jackson. So this is where I was thinking about when I was going through these games. Reggie Jackson's been getting minutes, but historically they put Pat Bev to guard Harden, to get in his head, to be all over him. And we might see some Pat Bev run here, and he's only 4K. It's pretty – I never like playing a lot of Patrick Beverley, but the thing with on FanDuel, you know, he can get those steals, you know, and they add up in a hurry. And so at 4K, I want to take some shots at him because if he does get more run just to kind of body Harden, and if that's the case, want some of him. And then, again, Westbrook on the other side, 10-6 is too cheap for him. But, yeah, on the other side of the ball, Paul George at 6,900 is ridiculous. He hasn't been getting a ton of minutes. They haven't really needed him to. 27 minutes, 30 minutes, 25. But this is just too cheap. You know, if Paul George sniffs, you know, 32, 34 minutes here at 6,900, he's just going to smash. So no problem playing Paul George here. Kawhi Leonard's more of a cash game play at 9,200. Again, I would rather go up to Westbrook and Harden. The Clippers are just really deep right now, and they can run a lot of guys. So, again, cash game play Lillard or Kawhi, I just don't want a ton of him. Harrell at 5,700 is way too cheap. Again, it all comes down to minutes with him. You know, if he sees 27, 30 minutes with how small Houston goes, you know, he can put you up a 40 burger anytime. It always comes down to minutes with him. So, yeah, definitely in play. Same with Lou Will, 5,300. I think I'd rather lean Harrell, though, at that center position. Again, if people are going to pay up the Jokic or go somewhere else, I really like to take some chances here. This is a GPP slate, especially on FanDuel with all the unknown news we have in the Hammer game with Toronto and Golden State. I wouldn't play cash at all on this slate. Again, Robert Covington, 6,500. It's a little expensive for him, but he's been getting a lot of run. Put up 47, 44, 29, 34 his last four games. Getting good minutes, 34, 38, 29, 30. With those minutes, 6,500, I have no problem playing some Robert Covington here. It's got to be in your player pool. PJ Tucker, center, is just so weird to see. I know he's been there for a couple days. But, I mean, 33 minutes last game against New York, 12 fantasy points. But then against Boston at 39, he put up 34. I have a hard time playing Tucker, especially at the center position where there's guys that have more upside, like a Chris, like a Harrell. I just don't think I'm personally going there. Zubac at 3,800. I don't, you know, 24 last game, 19 minutes. At all, he doesn't get more than 20 minutes. Again, this is what's hard with the Clippers. They just play a bunch of dudes. And again, with acquiring Reggie Jackson, Marcus Morris, and with both Paul George and Kawhi Leonard healthy, they just have too many minutes that just go around and they just spread it out. So even though this is a great game environment, it's really hard to peg the production on the Clipper side. So like I said, I'll take some chances on going a little bit of Pat Bev, because if I just feel like they're going to need him for Harden and that defense. And then, you know, Eric Gordon at 4K. I just think there's better positions over. I would rather take the Philly guys in the next game over an Eric Gordon. But 4K, he could get there. Marcus Morris, 4,300. Just GPP options. Guys I don't really, not really looking too excited about. Madden says Marcus Morris going to get some center run if they go small. I don't know. I think you just play Harrell. Harrell can run with the best of them. It's not like Harrell's some like Zubac where he's like slow and can't get around. I mean, Harrell's got just as good of lateral quickness than Tucker has. So, I think you just throw Harrell out there. I mean, what have Marcus Morris done? 29, 27, 25, 29 minutes. He's put up 18, 18, 20, 30 fantasy points. You know, at 4,300, you can take a shot at him, but I'm not overly excited about it. But I think Harrell has a shot at more of the 40-point upside. But again, small forwards, it's one of those positions where, you know, it's usually kind of dead. You can play Paul George. We're going to get to Tobias Harris. I might even hit the lock button on Tobias Harris on this game, on this slate. But, yeah, I'm not too excited about it, but they could. Yeah, let's head on to the next game. Philly at Sacramento. 220 over under. Sacramento favored by 5. That is weird to see. But this is where we already know the news. We know what's going to happen. We know, you know, there's no Simmons. There's no Embiid. There's no Richardson. So we don't have to guess like we do the next game. And if you're playing cash, which I highly recommend not, or just going to go heavy on these guys. They're way too cheap. Tobias Harris is 7,100. Just lock that old boy in, man. He's going to take all the shots in the world. Of course, he struggled a little bit with the Lakers. He put up 26 fantasy points. We kind of talked about that when we did notes that day. You know, saw 18 shots. But again, it's the Lakers. You know, that's a tough place going into the Lakers, too, on the road. But against the Clippers, he saw 21 shots, put up 37 fantasy points. The Knicks, he saw 21 shots, put up 57 fantasy points. I think we see more of like a 40 burger at 7,100. He's just too cheap here. So Tobias Harris is one of my favorite plays on the slate. He's going to be extremely popular, but on this slate, it's one of the things I might just lock him in. Horford at 6,300. Again, he's playing a lot of minutes, 33, 29, 33. He's playing a lot of the center minutes, and no problem going against Sacramento Center, I ain't scared of them. 32, 37, 41, 31 is last four fantasy points. 33, 29, 33, and 34 minutes. So the minutes are going to be there. What Brett Brown, what Brown has been doing has been running Horford at the five. And so he's been running Horford at the five, and he's been running a lot of Glenn Robinson. Where's he at? Yeah, Glenn Robinson. Saw 31 minutes last game, put 34 fantasy points. Shot lights out. I'll give you that. So, but the minutes could be there. So, this guy you have to look at. Mike Scott, 4,300. Again, 36 minutes and 26 minutes. You have to look at Scott here. So, they're not running the cock. They're not running the cock at the five and Horford at the four. Brett Brown's like, nope, we're going to run Horford at the five. Scott's going to play a lot of the four. So you have to love some Scott here. You know, everyone in the world, even myself, got burned by Burks the other day. Brett Brown just doesn't want to run him. 22 minutes, 25 minutes. He's still got to be in your player pool, but you can't get overly excited about him just with the way that they're utilizing him. But, yeah, Scott, 4,300, love that. And then back up here to the top, we'll talk about Shake Milton, 5,400, still too cheap. Even against the Lakers in a bad matchup, put up 26. You have to like that in 28 minutes. I think we'll see closer to like the 32, 33 minute mark, maybe even higher. You know, he only saw 9 shots against the Lakers, but he does a little bit of everything. He had 6 assists, you know, 3 steals. So got a little, like a little shake and bake here. So no problem going back to the well there. Like you can easily play 4 Philly guys. And these would be my 4 favorite ones. No problem playing those 4 guys. It'd be the guys I would really focus on. But yeah, man, Brett Brown. It's like, hey, dude, watch any tape on Alex Burks. The dude scores. If you need offense, just put him out there. He's gonna score the ball. It's insane. Whatever. On the Sacramento side, Bogdanovich 5K, Harry Giles 5K, Bielitsa 4,900. Barnes, 4,700. Alex Lynn, 4,700. Man, it seems like he's played for every team. If Lynn gets minutes, he can do damage in those minutes. He always has. I would put him in my pool, but not someone I'm overly excited about. But again, and why I'm not going to go Jokic. I think there's a lot of these guys that are cheap that have way more upside than a 10K Jokic. So, again, all these guys are in play. I have a hard time playing Buddy Hield. Again, another coach that's just, you know, drools out of his mouth, and Luke Walton shouldn't be in the league. 23 minutes, 25, 23, comes off the bench. He produces, you know, 29, 26, 23, 24. Had that 32 burger against Golden State. You can play him. He's cheap enough to, but not someone that I'm just love playing him. So, again, 4-game slate. All these guys are in play. You know, they got – Sacramento's got 112 implied team total. So, you know, Darren Fox at 7,600 against too cheap. I'm not worried about the one thing you got to look at. If you're looking at ADVP and you're looking at it over the season, they're going to show that Philly, you know, is a better defensive team than they are right now. Because the 3 guys that are out in Embiid, Simmons, and Richardson are 3 of their best defensive guys that they have on the team. So, I'm not afraid to play any of these Sacramento guys. This is very similar to last night where I kind of talked about, you know, how you can kind of throw all those ADVP numbers out against Boston with Cleveland because Cleveland is running a short rotation. And on top of it, you know, 3 of their starters and some of their best defensive guys were out. So it was too easy to just kind of throw those numbers out and just predict that those guys were going to play heavy minutes and there was going to be production to go with it because it wasn't the same team. So, yeah, again, all these guys are in play. They're all too cheap. This is the kind of game, if people are going to flock to the Clippers and Houston game, I would kind of rather stack this one up due to just pricing and guys that can hit their ceilings. I think if I was going to run Hield, I wouldn't run Bogdanovich. But all those guys are in play. Down here at the you know, like I said, Glenn Robinson's in play. I wouldn't play any Pell or Quinn because Brett Brown apparently doesn't like to play big guys.
And I wouldn't touch anyone down here. Thibault, none of these guys are going to win. Glenn Robinson would be the cheapest I would go at 3,800. You know, Korkmaz 4,100, Bazemore. I mean, if you're running 150, you want to sprinkle, but that's it. But yeah, that's about it. Let's head on over to the Hammer game. Toronto at Golden State. 223.5 over under. Toronto's favored by 8. Again, we went through this in the news. Is Van Fleet going to play? Is Ibaka going to play? Is Gasol going to play? We don't know. Toronto favored by 8, though, on the road with Curry back. Kind of smells a little fishy that one of those guys is going to play. If I had to lean to guess, I would guess it would be Van Fleet would play. Maybe Ibaka, one of those two. I think they have no problem sitting Gasol out just to his age. I could see them bringing a Van Fleet back or Ibaka back, but we don't know. This is where you have to take chances. It's a game where if you're playing on FanDuel, this is where it comes to game theory play. We're probably not going to have that news. It's 3.5 hours after the first game locks. So thanks for the sub, man. Appreciate it, Fantasy Marvel. Really appreciate it. So I don't know. We're not going to have the news. I just don't think we will. If we do, good and bad. This is one of those things where you want the news, but you don't. Same with Steph Curry. We figure Steph Curry's going to play. All the talk, he's going to play. At 8K, I don't think he sees more than 25 minutes. I don't think he gets there. I think people are going to play him just because it's Steph Curry coming back. Could Steph Curry put up 40 fantasy points in freaking 25 minutes? Yes. Yes, he could. It was a hand injury. It wasn't a, you know, a lower leg injury or something like that. It's a 4-game slate. I'm going to have zero Steph Curry. I'll just sit on that. Whatever. He's just too expensive. I think if the sites would have priced him around 6,500, then we could have a conversation. Are you going to play Curry? I just don't see them run. They have no incentive to win. They have 108 implied team total. You know, it just muddles up all the situation. You know, Andrew Wiggins, 7,900. No thank you if Curry's going to play. You know, Wiggins is probably going to see 33, 34 minutes. Yeah, Bowman is out, but it doesn't matter. They still have Lee. They still have Poole. They have Mulder. They can run all those guys just a ton of minutes. There's really no reason for them to, you know, they can, Kerr can easily run a 10-man rotation. We did talk about this at the beginning. I just want to go back at it again. Was even here? Yeah, Dragan Bender. Don't play him. Don't play him. It's not on the team. But Curry back just screws this up. The only guys I have interest in, if Draymond sits, and even if Draymond doesn't sit, right, and Draymond does play, I'll still take some shots at a 5,100 Pascal. The guy's got big upside. Love that guy's game. 35, 33, 32 minutes his last three. 35, 32, 33. You'll take that all day long at 5,100. I'll take some shots there. Oh, Bobby Boucher. Oh, I mean Chris Boucher. It's not Waterboy. 4,100. If you want to chase that, good luck for you. Put up 45 in 28 minutes. We hadn't seen 28 minutes. Even close. He hadn't seen close to over 20 minutes since February 2nd, where he played 24 against Chicago. And then back to January, he hasn't. So I'm not going to chase that game. Did he just sign his 10-day contract, Madness? Because when I looked this morning doing research, he didn't. Let me look. I got to get on the old tweeter. Yeah, he did. Of course he just signed. Well, there we go. I'm glad I'm on here. Yeah. So, yeah, Woj just reported Bender is signing a second 10-day contract with Golden State. League sources tell ESPN. Well, there we go. Okay. Well, there we go. I retract my statement. If you want to play a little Bender. You need Green out to play Bender, though. 3,900. You have to have Green out. 22 minutes saw 22 fantasy points, 19 put 18, 30 saw 38 against Phoenix. Yeah, 3,900. You got to have Green out, though. If Green's in, he's a no play. Yeah. Four-game slate. You know, if you want to play a little Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, if you think those other guys are out, put a sprinkle on him in. Maybe they start him again. You know, if they start him 24 minutes, he put up 23, 27, put up 15, 3,800. Again, four-gamer, you got to get a little freaky here. If you want to win 100K up top, you got to find some guys that have a chance at a ceiling. And there's nobody else in this at all. There's really nobody else. Toscano Anderson, 3,900. I really have no interest for him. Curry's just going to suck up all the usage when he's out on that court, and he's going to drain everybody else. So, to me, it's the front court guys for Golden State. That's about it. Don't need to get too cute. Kyle Lowry, the 7,300 is too cheap if Van Fleet is out. We don't know. I would kind of set a rule. If you were going to take a chance on a Fred Van Fleet, I wouldn't play both of them together. Just because if one of them goes off, usually the other one doesn't. And we have guys like Fox and other guys that I think could hit their ceilings where maybe Lowry doesn't and Van Fleet plays. So, you know, same thing. If you're going to take a chance on Ibaka, set a rule. You know, set a rule like if I play Ibaka, I'm not going to play any Hollis Jefferson or something like that. So, yeah, this is the game. You know, Siakam 8,500. Squarely in play. Going to play probably some of the five here against this smaller Golden State team. But we probably won't know the news. So this is where you can leverage ownership. If we don't know, people are tend to scared not to take those chances. You make money taking chances like that. But understand you can get burned. It'll burn you. It's going to happen. You're not going to be right on this all the time. So, again, fun four gamer, man. Old Bender, man. Bender signing that 10-day. I'm glad he did it when I was online, so I didn't have to come back and hear everybody say, well, no, Bender's going to play. Because if he signed him to another 10-day today, my guess is Draymond's not going to play. That'd be my guess. Because they need the body. And they're 8-point dogs to Toronto. So that would be my guess. Let's head back over and see if we got any questions. Madness agrees with me. Well, that's good. I like that. Yeah. If they're signing Bender now, I mean, yeah, I don't think Green plays. So if you want to take a big chance and just, you know, Draymond's only 5,200. So if he plays 28, 30 minutes, he can crush that salary. That's a chance you have to take there. You think Plum Dog will get 20 minutes in a blowout? If you think they blow him out, yeah, he'll get 20 minutes. I like taking chances on Plum Dog because when Plum Dog plays well, he can put up. He's never that expensive. And so, yeah, I always like taking a chance on Plum, especially a slate like this where it's wide open and you got to get a little funky. I mean, if Plumlee would have got a little bit more run last game, I mean, he was crushing and he was 0.6% owned in that bigger slate that we had him. I mean, I always like some Plum Dog, man. We a little crazy. What else we got? Thoughts on Murray tonight in the Charlotte game for that price? Yeah, price is real cheap, but I don't like that game environment. It's just slow as hell. But 6,600 on a four-gamer against Charlotte, you know, I mean, yeah, he could get you there. But look, if you look at his last three games against Golden State, Toronto, and the Clippers, put up 27, 28, 17, put up 39 against Detroit, you know, 29 against Minnesota. So, yeah, that game environment just does not excite me. I'd rather play a 5,400 Milton over Murray, though. I mean, if you want to take a shot, Auburn, if you're thinking ownership thing, 8K, though, I just don't see the upside that he's going to be in the winning lineup unless he puts over 40 up. I know it's a four-gamer, And like I said, I wish the sites would have priced him at 6,500. And then we could have had maybe a better conversation on do you play him or not? Because then it's like, well, crap. You know, he has a way higher chance at smashing that price tag. But 8K, I'm just going to fade him. Just at that price, I'll fade him. Westbrook, Williams, Kawhi, Gordon stack. Meh, not too overly excited about that. But I mean, again, if you're gonna stack that game, those are good guys to stack. Again, I would rather take a chance on Paul George at his price. I just think he has more ways to exceed. If you're doing cash though, I guess Kawhi. Sweet Lou, I mean, yeah, it's cheap, man. Don't get me wrong. I just that team is Sweet Lou's only 5,300, right? And we all know Sweet Lou in 20 minutes can put up 25, 30 fantasy points. I mean, no problem. You got a place in Sweet Lou. 28 minutes against Philly, put up 38. 22 against Denver is 29. But the minutes aren't crazy like they were earlier in the year. Once they acquired Reggie Jackson and Marcus Morris, you know, if we look at the last six games minutes-wise, 22, 28, 22, 21, 21. That's not exciting. So I'm not going to, like, load up all in on Sweet Lou, but it's against Houston. You know, I want some of them. But if he's only going to see 22, 23 minutes, he's been a 1.06 fantasy points per minute. What does that get me, 25, 27? It's a four-gamer. Yeah, of course I want Sweet Lou, but I'm not, like, just – Doc can go so many ways there. So, yeah, I don't think Curry's going to be chalk. I think the NBA field is so sharp now that, I mean, they're going to look at that price and be like, nope. So, I don't think he's going to be. Yeah, PG-13 is just way too cheap, man. It's like, and if he sniffs over 30-some minutes, he's going to crush that tag. He's 7,400 on DraftKings, 6,900 on FanDuel. It's just way too cheap. So you got to have – I'd rather take chances on Paul George than anybody on that team. Yeah, I mean, shake and bake over Steph easily for points per dollar. Can you share your strategy on when we should not play two people from the same team? Does it matter less when one player is close to min price? No, exactly. So – for me, it's a price. It's always coming down to point per dollar. So if you have two guys from the same team that are both like Westbrook and Harden are not the great example because they can both go off at the same time. On a four-game slate, it's harder for me to play them both, but those guys you can. But when you get like an Embiid and Simmons is a good example. When both those guys are playing, very rarely do both of them go off. So it comes down, yeah, like cheap guys, I have no problem playing four or five guys from the same team if they're all cheap. Just no problem. Just throw them in there. Yeah, FanDuel, if I was doing one lineup, Tobias Harris and Paul George would be my small forwards. They're both just way too cheap for what they should do. Just both of them are. Let's see. Yeah, it just comes down to Paul George. This game's going to be close, and so I think the minutes are going to be there. And, like, again, 6,900 is just ridiculous. I mean, he's almost a 1.25 fantasy point per minute, and if he sees 32, he's just going to crush that. 33 minutes, 34, hell, he could get 33, 34. But, yeah, those are going to be probably the chalky small forward plays, but for good reason. To me, that's good chalk. That's not bad chalk. Well, that's the thing. Pascal's in play. If those guys are out, of course. But you're not Siakam, you're not going to know if he's a good play or bad play if you don't know if those Toronto guys are in or out. So you're taking that risk if you're playing FanDuel. DraftKings, you can just pivot, just do late swap. But on FanDuel, you know, I mean, he's priced towards the ceiling, 8,500. Of course I want him if those guys are out, but I don't think we're going to know. So I would rather take the Harris and George route and spend my money other places. But again, that's where you get leverage on the field. Take those chances. get a little crazy. Yeah. Briefly talked about Scott. How much do you actually like him? I just what Brett Brown has showed us over the last two games. You have to like his minutes and his production. You know, I mean, let's look here real quick. So if Scott gets 30 minutes, right? I mean, that's he went over 36 and 26 the last two games, right? So if they're going to run Scott more at the four, he's been about a 0.76 fantasy point per minute the last 2 weeks. 4,300 at power forward is just too cheap. I mean, I'll take shots of that all day long. His usage is extremely low, around 10% usage, but you're not looking for that. He's going to get a lot of rebounds because he's playing the four, you know. So it's a four-gamer. If this was an eight-gamer, I probably wouldn't have interest in him. But we're talking a four-game slate. I'm looking at who's going to have a chance to hit over 5-6x, and Scott has a chance to do that. So, yeah, and he's power forward. You know, he's not going to suck up that small forward spot where I think there's better plays. Like Glenn Robinson's probably going to see time, but he's small forward. You know, Korkmaz, you know, 4,100, he's a shooting guard. I don't mind looking at him a little bit, but that's about it. Like I said, Brett Brown apparently doesn't like Alec Burks because he's not giving him run. But I'm still going to have a little bit of him, just not going to be as much as I did before. So, all right, four gamer. Always fun. I'll be on Sheets today on DraftKings. Let's see who's going to be on Sheets. On looks like Mutt is on FanDuel today. Mutt's on FanDuel. I'm on DraftKings. Looks like Madness is going to drop his Core 4 article today. We got that new sheet over at DFS Army where all the coaches put their Core 4 in on DraftKings and FanDuel when they're going to play that night. So come over, check it out, see who we're on, and let's crush tonight.